Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from California Memorial Stadium, not only the place I live, but the place that I graduated and my favorite city for obvious reasons. Sports columnist for the Bay Area News Group. He is Mark Purdy on Twitter, at Merc Purdy. Mark, how are you? Staying dry out there?
I am at the top of my game, and I'm in the press box, so I am indeed dry.
Before we get to the actual game, Mark, I'm wondering, we were just doing this whole segment on biggest sports rivalries. Guru and I both agreed that it's got to be Yankees-Red Sox, but when you think biggest sports rivalry, it doesn't have to be teams, it could be players too. What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well, remember how old I am, so Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier.
Yeah, you know? That one,
we've heard it.
That one came up. That was an amazing one. Yeah,
good for you guys.
So does the rainy, sloppy weather favor either Cal or Stanford today?
It probably doesn't matter. I would say when you're the underdog, usually the weather is better for you. So I guess you would say Cal because the weather creates more goofy plays and turnovers and so forth. And so if Cal needs a few plays like that today to win. So I would say Cal, but in terms of the way they play the game, they both kind of, you know, I Stanford probably can run the ball better. I don't know. I don't think the weather will be a factor. I think it's going to stop raining before the kickoff anyway. Right now it's let up and it's pretty drippy still, but I don't think weather's going to be a huge factor in the game, to tell you the truth. Thank you. Christian McCaffrey. Let's say this. Christian McCaffrey will have about five times more effect than the weather today.
Mark, when you look back at the Cardinals season, they came in with so much hope. David Shaw was being mentioned as a possible NFL candidate in regard to head coaching. Where did it go wrong in your estimation?
You know, I think the fact that they had to break in a new quarterback. They started the season with a different quarterback than the quarterback they have now. I think the offensive line didn't gel initially. And these are 20-year-old kids. So they just hit that rough patch. And now they played pretty well the last couple of weeks. I think that, but they were not going to be, and early on there was too much, I think, put on Christian McCaffrey's shoulders. He's a great football player, but he can't do everything, and he certainly can't play defense. So I think they're probably a little better than their record shows, but they're probably right about where they should be. I think they were overrated at the start of the season, I guess is what I'm saying. Is that what I'm saying? I think that sounds like what I'm saying.
Sounded like what you were saying to me. When it comes to Cal, a question very near and dear to my heart. What are your thoughts on Sonny Dykes? I'm torn. When they win a high-scoring game, I'm thrilled. But over the last three games that they've lost, obviously, it's been by an average margin of 31.7 points. So I can't stand it when their defense looks terrible. And I'm just wondering, is he going to ever make any adjustments, or is Cal going to have to make adjustments when it comes to the position?
Well, you asked a really good question. I come here today kind of thinking that's probably what my column's going to be about, no matter what happens, is about Dykes and what his future is here. It isn't just here, but his previous stops, he's had teams like this where they score a lot of points, but they can't stop anybody on defense. And I think that's a structural thing, an architectural thing, in the way you recruit players and the way you hire coaches and the emphasis you put on that. And Sonny is one of these guys, obviously, that believes he wants to outscore you. He's not worried about stopping you that much because he thinks he can outscore you. And sometimes that works, but more often I think it doesn't, particularly at a Power 5 conference like this. So he's got to sign. And it comes down to choices, guys, like, you know this. If you recruit a kid that plays both offense and defense and is a really good athlete, do you put him on defense or do you put him on offense? And sometimes to recruit the kid, you got to promise him he's going to play offense or defense. But once he gets to your place, you can work on trying to switch it if you think he's going to help you on defense. Dykes has done that with one or two players, but he's got to, I think, peel this back and see structurally how they can do this different. Otherwise, I don't think he's probably. I think he'll still be the coach here at Berkeley next season. But beyond that, I mean, I think next year is probably going to be. They can't keep doing this. They need to get to a bowl game, and I mean, they did. They have under Dykes, but they need to be consistent. 7, 8, 9 game winners. You know, that's under Jeff Tedford, they had that great run, and then Tedford kind of, I don't know what happened. He lost his way. He's not Fresno State. It'll be interesting to see if he does. But I think now, I've seen enough Stanford Cal games to know a lot of stuff can happen, and maybe he'll surprise us today. And if they win, all will be well. And I think they'll beat UCLA the next week and go to the Rose Bowl, go to a bowl game. But, you know, it's, I think there are some structural questions that Dykes needs to confront here.
Mark Purdy, Bay Area News Group, live from California Memorial Stadium. Zach and Guru here on 95.7 The Game.
Mark, the Niners are going to welcome one of the best quarterbacks to ever do it here tomorrow in Tom Brady. But speaking of quarterbacks, a lot of people call me crazy in regard to Kaepernick. Mark, I think the last 2 or 3 weeks, I feel like the light has come on and he's played the tad bit better. And the team is a big mess, but do you think he's doing anything to help his chances get a job come next season? If he's not on the Niners?
Oh, sure. It'll be, you know, he's playing a little bit better every week. There are a lot of course, questions about, how much money would he want to go somewhere else? How much money? I mean, they're going to have to redo his contract with the 49ers if he ends up staying here. But how much money? Basically, he's kind of deciding how much money he's going to be earning next year with all this, wherever he plays. Yet to be decided is how his social activist stance plays in terms of what kind of contract he might get. But I think he's making steady progress. He still can be frustrating. But look, that's not the greatest roster around him. I'm curious to see again what happens tomorrow, because you know Bill Belichick will figure out what Kaepernick's weaknesses are, and that'll be a tough assignment for them tomorrow. And I'm curious. Kaepernick, he's maddening in the sense that he'll have a couple good series, and you'll go like, now he's getting it, and then he'll just have a series where it was the last home game against New Orleans that I covered. He had like 7, 8 incompletions in a row, many of them just way off target. And then the next series, he was fine. I don't get it. I guess I need maybe a quarterback technique coach or something to explain to me what he's doing wrong. But he is doing better, but they're still not winning. I don't know. How do you guys think that plays? I think, you know, how many teams are going to want to be interested in him if he, let's say he plays about the way he has, but they don't win? What do you think?
I think it all depends on Trent Baalke. I think he and Baalke hate each other, and I think if Baalke goes, then he'll probably stay, depending on how he plays the rest of the season. And I think if Baalke stays, I don't think it matters how he plays. He'll be playing in a different uniform next year.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Baalke's going to be here. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
But then the other half of that is, well, who replaces him, and what does Kaepernick think of that? And now we're talking structurally again. I mean, I think this is what a lot of fans don't stop and really consider. I mean, I've been covering pro football since 1978. I was in Cincinnati, covering the Bengals then, and Paul Brown was the general manager, one of the architects of pro football, period. And he was at practice almost every day, and I learned real fast. If he's there, go stand next to him and keep your mouth shut. You might learn something. And I learned a lot from him about that. You know, this is a game where, you know, we see what happens on Sunday, but it's all set up by the architecture. The drafting is not just going out with a stopwatch and finding the best guys. You got to decide early on, how are you going to play football? How are you going to get the players that played that kind of football that you want to play? And how are you going to hire coaches to coach that kind of football you want to play? And the general manager, or sometimes, you know, I'm sure in New England's case, the coach has a big, has a bigger say in that. But, you know, to me, that's been Baalke's bugaboo. He just is a guy with a stopwatch and goes out and tries to draft the best players, but the architecture is not there. He says there was one point where he said he wanted to run the football. We're going to run the football, but then this is last year, right? Then he ended up with running backs that Carlos Hyde's good, but he got hurt. And then he had Reggie Bush, who always gets hurt and did get hurt. And then he had these other guys that were just kind of guys, right? Grown and Davis and all these guys. I mean, if you're going to run the ball, you better stack your team with running backs and you better get an offensive line that works. I mean, they, you know, if I'm Colin Kaepernick, I want to know about the architecture. How are we setting up this team? And how would I fit in? And so that's why it's yes, if Balky's gone, that might make his decision easier, but I'm going to want to ask who's replacing him and what kind of football are we going to play? Sorry to get too detailed.
No, it's all good.
Okay. Oh, we love him.
Did that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, of course it does.
Paul Brown used to say to me was, you know, it's, you know, the difference between pro football and you know, college football. Pro football really is pitch and catch. At heart, pro football is pitch and catch. And I said, Paul, you know, you had Jim Brown on your team. He goes, did you ever see how many times we threw him the ball? and you've probably seen those old NFL films, right?
Yeah.
Paul Brown kind of invented the little swing pass to the running back, who was Jim Brown, right? And so that's the way they got him into space, and he gained a lot of his yards as a receiver, as well as a running back. So I've always thought about that. So, you know, if it's pitch and catch, then if the pitch and catch is what's been working, and it has, witness Tom Brady, right? That's, to me, what you've got to concentrate on. And, we'll see how it all plays out. But
yeah, I know. Just look at the Raiders. Mark Purdy, sports columnist for the Bay Area News.
I love your show because you add that content that you chimed in, and you're exactly right. Look at the Raiders. They decided architecturally we're going to play football this way. We're going to draft a great young quarterback and get one excellent wide receiver and free agent and draft the kid who's going to be great. Right.
Bay Area News Group at Merck Purdy on Twitter. Mark Purdy, enjoy the game. Go Bears.
Okay, good. I don't have a dog in the sun. I'm from the Midwest. I'm a Big Ten guy.
Hey, Mark.
Northwestern.
This may be a dumb question. Is it packed?
No. No. Wow. No. I think the rain's keeping people away.
Okay.
They're all drinking. They'll be there by 2:30. I know my Bears. They'll be there.
Kickoff's 2:30. I'd say they'll all be here by 3:30.
All right. Enjoy the game, Mark.
All right. Always fun, guys.
There you go. Mark Purdy, Bay Area.
They'll
News
be there,
Group.
Zach. Is that what you're...
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.